Hi.
Where am I going to put this?
Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell, still very much on the tinned peach upside down cake. That's really going to carry me through. Also, it appears everyone else in the house has forgotten it exists. Someone's got to eat it, haven't they? And yes, dear listener, it's going to be me. So I totally forgot to tell you this. So this happened on Sunday. It was Father's Day. And it was really nice, actually, because we went for a meal with my dad on Father's Day. And it was me, my brother and my sister. My other brother had gone to the Euros, so unavailable. But we went out for dinner. Lovely, lovely. Had a great time. So nice to go out for dinner. I haven't been out for dinner for so long. I was like, we'll have the lot. Olives, bread, sides, puddings, cheese, the lot. And then rolled home on the train. But it was on the train, right? So I was sat there on the train. And this guy got on, and he was a bit older, I would say 60s maybe, and he was a tad worse for wear. Nothing leery, but you could just tell he'd had a good afternoon, right? So anyway, he gets on and straight away he fancies a chat. Right? So he's like, oh, you know, where have you been? Have you had a good day? Da, 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 going on and on. And you know, sometimes you're not in the mood for a chat and you just sort of, you know, you're like, yeah, you're polite, but you try and shut it down. For some reason, on Sunday, I was like, I'll chat. I'm in a chatty mood. Let's have a chat. You and me, this guy. And he starts telling me about his kids and his grandchildren. And some of them live abroad and some of them are in Birmingham and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, chat, chat, chat. We're going on and on. And then he says to me, what about you? Have you got any grandkids? Now, admittedly, I had a jacket on. I didn't have a baby on board badge. Like, you know, my bag was there. He's been drinking. He's not, he doesn't have a clue what he's just asked me. He's just making conversation. But in that moment, I was like, no, I haven't got any grandkids. I've got a 2-year-old, a 1-year-old, and I'm actually pregnant. That's what I wanted to say. But he just didn't. He was completely oblivious. It wasn't like he asked this question and then was like, oh my God, what have I asked? He was just talking. He was just saying this. But yeah, have you got any grandkids? I mean, it's a bit of a low, isn't it? When you're pregnant, to be asked, have you got any grandkids? I had to tell you that. Thank you, love. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. I love you very much. And I shall see you next time for 11s with me.